Lawmakers debated a bill on Wednesday that would create a statewide minimum standard for the use of police body cameras, but ran out of time before being able to take a vote. KUER's Brian Grimmett reports.
Republican Representative Dan McKay says he's been working on this particular piece of legislation for more than 2 years. He says while HB 300 isn't perfect, it represents a lot of work and compromise, some of which is ongoing. One of the last big issues to decide is whether this is a policy decision the state should make or a rulemaking decision the Utah Police Officer Standards and Training Board, or POST, should make. McKay says he thinks it's a policy decision.
I have nothing against POST. You just have to recognize POST's responsibility is policing law enforcement, not necessarily protecting and creating, you know, standards that protect the citizenry and transparency type of things.
Chief Tom Ross is the president of the State Chiefs of Police Association. While he says he's okay with most of the policies laid out in McKay's bill, he says allowing POST to make the rules would allow them to shape policy more quickly as technology changes.
And the conversations we've been having on all sides of this will be part of that POST policy. We're even willing to commit to it if we can work out these last couple of issues, making that the POST policy.
Ultimately, all sides of the debate are seeking to find a balance between transparency and privacy, and both McKay and Ross say they're confident they'll find a solution. While members of the House Law Enforcement and Criminal Justice Committee ran out of time to vote on the bill Wednesday, they'll likely get another chance this Friday. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.